This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. A Monroe woman is under arrest after her one-year-old toddler was left home alone on Sunday and found later wandering the streets. 22-year-old Aloria Dixon said she went to a friend's house for a little while. She's charged with criminal abandonment and more. When a Calhoun man went gator hunting for the first time ever, he had no idea what he was in for. Brooke Thornton tells us more.
This is kind of on my bucket list because I'm 71 years old.
Jerry Sepulvato went gator hunting with relatives on Lake St. John last week. They caught two alligators, but when it came to the third one...
After getting the gator in the boat, we realized that he was a pretty good-sized gator. He measured 11 feet and 8 inches and estimated to weigh somewhere between 750 and 1,000 pounds.
So what do you do when you catch one that big? Do you name it?
We had a few cuss words for him, but no names for him.
He ended up selling the gator, but took measurements first so he can have a replica made of the gator's head for his man cave. I'm Brooke Thorington.
A high-ranking state lawmaker has come out with an endorsement for Democrat Luke Mixon in November's Senate race. The 42-year-old Mixon, a former Navy fighter pilot and current airline pilot, is from Bunkie. Shreveport Representative Sam Jenkins, who chairs the House Democratic Caucus, says he feels Mixon has the right stuff for the Senate.
I was impressed with Luke's resume. I feel like his military background would be good for Louisiana, especially North Louisiana. We have an installation here, such as Boxdale Air Force Base.
Mixon will be challenging Republican frontrunner John Kennedy and Democrat Gary Chambers and Sarita Stibe.